Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Valedictorian shares a powerful testimony at the Religious Liberty Commission in Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's so encouraging to see how President Trump is really encouraging faith and Christianity in his administration. I mean, he's created a faith office right there in the West Wing, and now he is conducting these religious liberty commissions. Recently, the second one was held at the Museum of the Bible, and our client, who was a North Carolina high school valedictorian, had the opportunity to share his testimony at this hearing.
Yes, there's nothing to compare with President Donald Trump's emphasis on religious freedom and faith from any president in our history, certainly in our modern history, in our lives.
And he welcomes it, and he welcomes prayer.
He welcomes prayer. He's had prayer in the Oval Office multiple times. Yeah. He has the faith office, as you mentioned, in the West Wing. And then he has launched this Religious Liberty Commission through the Department of Justice. And so this is the second hearing. And Justin Aguilar, who is our client, he just graduated, and he was number one in his class, valedictorian. And as a valedictorian, he was allowed to be able to speak. But there was some resistance to him with respect to the school district. He's an amazing young man. He actually is the one who contacted Liberty Counsel. It wasn't his parents. He's a 17-year-old who actually reached out to Liberty Counsel, and he wanted to know what his legal rights were. And Richard Mast in our office went through that, shared with him what his legal rights were. Then he went back to the administration and he counseled those in authority whom he wanted to respect and honor with regards to what's constitutional and what would be unconstitutional with regards to their attempt to censor him.
Yeah, let me just say this young man is all about Jesus, okay? And his valedictorian graduation speech reflected that, and he talked about his Lord in the speech, but yet they sent it back to him, crossed out Jesus Christ completely, and he wasn't having that.
No, they crossed all that out.
And it's not constitutional.
And that's when he reached out to us. And so part of what he stated, he was very articulate before the Religious Liberty Commission, and President Donald Trump came there to also speak to emphasize his support for religious freedom. So part of what he said was, quote, "I'm not here to criticize, but to testify." And during the second Religious Liberty Commission on Religious Liberty and Public Education, Justin Aguilar testified that he received his proposed graduation speech back, as you mentioned, with Jesus Christ crossed out completely. Then he consulted Liberty Counsel about his First Amendment rights. We advised him that the Supreme Court precedents show that private religious expression is not a First Amendment orphan. He then respectfully appealed to keep the speech unchanged. He told the commission that the school district never gave him clear confirmation whether he could keep all of his religious references intact. When his graduation ceremony arrived, he nervously walked up to the podium, still wondering whether he would be censored, and he delivered his moving speech as written, in which he said, quote, "I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has always loved me," close quote.
And he said, what was amazing is that the crowd erupted as a result.
You know, yeah.
People should never be afraid to go up there and speak the name of Jesus and testify about him, because people resonate with that. And he said people were divided, they were inspired. And he, of course, gave credit to his parents and his teachers. And he was very respectful to the school officials. He didn't want to come like he was bad-mouthing them or coming against them, but he just, you know, stood up for his own religious freedom to be able to speak his heart during his speech.
Yeah, he said after the speech, many staff and students had been touched by his emotional remarks. He says, quote, "It was a moment that showed the importance of faith in our lives," close quote. He also goes on to say, quote, "So to every school teacher and administrator and district leader, you don't have to censor students. You don't have to be afraid of religious speech. I believe if more school teachers and officials knew what the law actually required, they would feel more confident to reject cause of censorship," close quote. And this is part of his amazing message that he delivered at the Religious Liberty Commission. It's online, and we have that available as well, that you can go online. We have a press release with regards to this. The testimony occurred on September 8th. You can go onto Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and we did a press release that gives a link to that particular message. He also goes on, quote, "Asking students to erase their faith," and this is from Justin to everyone in that Religious Liberty Commission hearing, "asking students to erase their faith from their voice is asking them not to be themselves. I want you to know," he said, "that grace and love and truth go hand in hand. You can support students, religious liberty, and still honor every student in the room."
Close and, you quote. Know, basically he preached. And so yeah. Franklin Graham was attending there, and the moderator turned to Franklin. And he said, "You know what? If you're short, if you need anyone, I think this is the young man that you could use to preach for you."
Yeah, didn't he? Yeah,
yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was right in front of everybody.
Yes.
While it's all being recorded.
Right.
Live.
It's on there. So he said, he's a good person for you if you need someone else to preach.
And, you know, it's this kid, 17 years of age, that really is inspiring because he's the one who personally reached out to Liberty Counsel.
Mm-hmm.
His parents supported him, of course, but he did this on his own.
But, you know, we're seeing a revival, an awakening of young people. You know, church attendance is up, and it's the young generation that's leading the way in this. And we're seeing it, whether it's in D.C., we're seeing Bible studies, crowded Bible studies of staff, of interns, wanting, hungry for the Word of God. So here, he's an example. And, of course, throughout the years, we've also defended other graduates who've wanted to do the same, wanted to share their faith in their graduation speech and had some issues with that, and we've come and supported them.
You know, we have training a new generation is a message that I'm just gave this past weekend to a group, among many other things that I presented. But looking at Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Ministries, one of the passions that we have is to train a new generation. And so we do this in a lot of different ways. Liberty Counsel, of course, is the core, and it's sponsored and birthed a number of ministries. But we have a K-12 Christian online academy, Covenant Journey Academy, training young people from kindergarten on up in a biblical worldview. And then as they get into the high school level, we have people that we've represented and continually represent through Liberty Counsel, like Justin Aguilar, just an incredible individual. Imagine the impact of this experience on his faith and on his decisions as he goes forward. He has led by example, and he has been emboldened, and he's learned by this process, and he's an inspiration to others. We also have other kinds of mentoring programs through our Covenant Journey program to take Christian college students who have leadership potential to Israel. We have Faith and Liberty, our ministry in Washington, D.C., and literally, I have pictures I've just been going through the last couple of days that just happened in the last week or so. That ministry center that is across from the United States Supreme Court is packed all the time. People that are in their 20s that are coming there, either they're interning or they're working in Washington, D.C. on the Hill, and they come to our ministry center in Washington, D.C. for prayer, Bible study, Christian fellowship, and mentorship. So, you know, what we are doing is obviously we're advancing religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and God's design for marriage and family through litigation, education, and public policy. But as part of that, training a new generation. And of course, Liberty Counsel has also been involved in the starting and the founding of Liberty University School of Law to train people that are in the professional field of law. It's an exciting opportunity that we see, and we're seeing a revival, as you mentioned, Holly, among the young people. And even among the males, you know, we've had this demasculization of men. And now we're starting to see in a recent survey, men actually leading the charge in terms of values. A report or poll just came forth recently, but it's exciting to be part of what we see happening in this country and around the nation and around the world with a revival of young people. I encourage you to become part of Liberty Council in our ministry. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.